The Dublin City Council manager has said he'll proceed with plans to change the way private cars can travel through the capital from next month. However, the plans have been scaled back from what was originally outlined. The first phase of the measures will come into effect from the 25th of August. They'll see a number of restrictions on private cars using parts of the North and South Quays between 7am and 7pm Monday to Sunday. The decision follows intense lobbying against aspects of the proposals from some business and disability groups. RTE's Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has been speaking to Dublin City Council's Acting Executive Manager for Traffic, Brendan O'Brien, about the plans and began by asking him to outline what changes would come into effect from next month.
So the measures, the two principal measures. So one, if you're driving up Bachelor's Walk, and at the moment, if you're driving up Bachelor's Walk and you go straight across O'Connell Bridge or towards Eden Quay, you won't be able to do that anymore. You can still turn left into O'Connell Street, so access into those areas, into the car park, access for deliveries, for people stopping outside buildings, say in Bachelor's Walk and so on, that's still maintained. But what you won't be able to do is drive straight across. Now, as I say, the initial measures that have been implemented, they're from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, Monday to Sunday. So outside those hours, you can still do that. So it's like a phased implementation of the measures. And then on the South Quays, if you're travelling up Burkey at the moment, you can still turn left into Lear Street, you can still turn right onto O'Connell Bridge, but what you can't do is you can't go straight on to Aston Quay. And again, that's a 7 to 7 measure, so outside those hours you can. And of course, while we say people can't do that, that's only people who are in a private car. If you're in public transport, if you're in a taxi, if you're walking, if you're cycling, of course, those areas are still fully open to you 24 hours a day.
There are less restrictions than had been originally outlined. Why is that the case?
Well, I suppose, you know, what we're at is the start of a process. Like, the overall transport plan sets out a kind of vision for the city, which is derived from our development plan, which is what our elected members, if you like, ask us to do. So it's kind of like our business plan. They set out the strategy. It's our job to implement it. So there's quite a few goals about reducing traffic in the city centre. There's a specific goal about making the city centre a low traffic environment. So it's a process. We're starting the process now. And as we go through it, you know, we hope to start creating things like College Green, Dame Street Plaza, which will be a monumental change in the city. All of these things, you know, we hope we'll be able to achieve.
But have the restrictions been changed due to the lobbying that came from retailers, from other city centre businesses who didn't want this to go ahead?
Yeah, so I suppose, look, over the last while, you know, both during the consultation process and then afterwards in meetings with individual businesses, in meetings with disability groups, in all kinds of meetings that we've had, and I've, you know, probably done, I don't know, I think every single business group at least two or three times at this stage. Of course we heard the concerns, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to really say to people, look, this is an opportunity for the city. It's a way the city can grow. It's a way that we can really start to, you know, embrace the city. And, you know, if it means that what we're doing at the start is a little less restrictive than originally planned, and it's easier to start to get those measures in, we think it's worth doing it that way.
What would you say to people who say it's watered down?
Well, I suppose, you know, you can't water down something that isn't there, you know, I suppose. So it's a start. It's a process. People, I don't know why, but they seem to think, well, this is all we're doing. It's not. There's an entire plan. The plan is from, you know, up to 2028, you know, and further on. And it dovetails in with loads of other different things that's happening in the city. This is a process that will continue on.
And these measures were designed to reduce through traffic in the city centre, which accounts for about 60% of motor journeys. Will these measures be enough, do you think, to deter private cars from coming through the city unnecessarily?
So what we're starting off with these measures, now there's other measures which we plan to say at Western Road, Pier Street, they're going to come in later on next year. So we're not introducing them at the same time. So we feel these range of measures will actually start to do that. And look, while we're saying deter, I think deter is kind of the wrong word in one sense. We're saying, look, the city centre is really, you know, our figures show 98% of people on O'Connell Bridge are either walking, they're cycling, they're in Dublin Bus, they're in the Lewis, 2% are in motor cars, only 2%. The other 98% will start to see the benefits straight away from this. We think people will find the other routes, or, you know, start to think about changing their modes, their journeys, how they're actually making it. So it's very important for us to make sure the city stays open, stays accessible, people can still use car parks, people can still get deliveries in. What we're saying, for people who have a, what you might call a journey that at the moment is going through the city centre in your car, we're asking you really to consider, is there an alternative you can use? Is there a different route you can use? Because it's the space that those vehicles take up is the problem. 2% of people up at O'Connell Bridge, and look at the amount of road space that's there when you consider the amount of pedestrians in particular, and other areas in the city are like that. So it's really a desire to start to reallocate some of that space.
That's Brendan O'Brien from Dublin City Council with our Eastern correspondent Samantha Labrera.